I'm your host, Bessa Shire.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance to be long-lasting and fulfilling. And we also have found out for ourselves that even if you think your marriage is dead, yes, it is possible to bring it back to life. So we want to encourage every couple out there to stick with it, because it will work.
It will work. It might not feel like it's going to work, but stick with it.
Absolutely. And you guys can always reach out to us on social media. I'm at Whitney Shio on Twitter.
And I'm at Bessa Shio on Twitter. And at Bessa Shio, we do a lot of great marriage quotes just to encourage you during the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you guys can, of course, like us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
That's right.
And then you can also find us on the website, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Absolutely. And as I just mentioned a couple seconds ago, the marriage might not even be dead. Sometimes we think it is. We think there's no hope. There's no way to turn things around. But the interesting thing is, it usually just takes one small action each day to turn things around in the other direction.
Yeah, yes, moving just one step, one inch towards the other, the positive side.
Absolutely. Yes. It can be something as small as saying I love you. It can be as simple as leaving a note, mm-hmm, or going for coffee.
Is this what Dr. Gottman calls repair attempts?
A repair attempt, I know from what he says, is after an argument.
Okay.
It's the first person to try to move back towards the other spouse. Okay. That's a repair attempt. So an apology or an attempt to move past whatever that argument was.
Oh, and it can be an apology. Mm-hmm. It can be... Mm-hmm. And I like the concept of repair attempts, because as you're moving away from each other,
mm-hmm,
who is the person who's going to start... Maybe you can say a joke that you are used to saying, like an, mm-hmm, inside joke,
right,
or an inside story where,
mm-hmm,
both of you know what you're talking about, and something that's to bring, mm-hmm, you closer together.
Yes. Yes. And definitely.
I think if you have the tendency of actually coming up with repair attempts after an argument,
mm-hmm,
you are more likely to overcome the argument, and actually things will be... It won't be perfect again, but you'll be walking towards resolution.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, the title for today's talk is called Boiling Point.
Boiling Point.
Yes. Ooh,
that sounds like fun.
So boiling point is when you reach the point of, or reach the level of feeling as though you have no choice other than to give up.
Or to walk out.
To walk out.
Yes.
So, and Pesa and I both know the feeling, because, and it's, this feeling is being frustrated beyond what seems to be your capacity for handling a problem. If you just don't see a solution anywhere near, like coming up anytime soon, you just don't see how something major is going to be resolved, then you've reached your boiling point.
So basically, you are gotten to a point, as you have said,
mm-hmm,
you've gotten to a point where you don't feel like you can, mm-hmm, deal with it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So it's those moments when you feel like your spouse is being impossible to agree with. Like, there's just no way that you guys are going to be able to compromise on whatever this particular issue is. And sometimes there's more than one issue.
Yes.
So what we want to talk about today is, what are some of the things you can do to turn around and avoid taking the way out? What can you do when you reach that place where you're either super angry, you're frustrated, you're sad, you're mad, whatever feeling you're having, how can you avoid just leaving the marriage completely?
And
because right now we're living in a country where 50% of the people who get married are divorcing.
Yes.
So this is actually, it seems like they are reaching their boiling point. They get to a level where they're like, you know what? I can't deal with this. I am not messing with this.
I just need to move on.
I got to get out of this. I got to get myself out of here. That's what it looks like.
Yes.
Now, a great marriage, the truth is, has those issues too.
They have like drama.
They have drama. And they reach those levels of feeling like giving up.
Yes.
Because I don't want anybody to make the mistake of believing that a great marriage doesn't go through problems.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a really huge misconception that a lot of us are, we're tricked into thinking that in order to have, if you have an awesome relationship, then you don't have drama.
Because if you had drama, you wouldn't be having an awesome relationship.
Then you wouldn't. And there's also a misconception that if you have drama, then you can't be together.
Yeah.
You can't put up with each other. So that's something that, those are some of the myths that we want to dispel here. Those are some of the issues that we want to go over. So for me, my boiling point is usually something to do with finances.
Okay.
If we're disagreeing about money, and I know money is actually one of the main reasons why couples divorce.
Yes.
I've read about that for the last several years. But every couple has their own unique disagreements. Mm-hmm. And for many of us, we fight over the same things.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Is it the same thing in different, just different ways of fighting about the same thing?
Yes, actually, it can be a different situation. It can be about a person or it can be about other people, but it's pretty much along the same lines of what you usually fight about.
Yes.
It can be, if it is money, obviously, there's different situations that are going on.
Yes.
So anyway, we all have those disagreements. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, I want us to stop and look at the big picture.
Okay.
I want to make it very clear that the more we think about divorce, the more we have that back door.
Oh, okay.
We have a way out. And I'm not talking about couples who have physically abusive problems going on. They obviously need a way out. So, but what we're talking about is couples who just can't get along, just on a day-to-day basis, or when things feel hopeless.
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring to. So what I want when I say, let's look at the big picture, imagine getting divorced and starting over. Are you going to have a brand new set of problems?
I think you'll have the same problems. Just move to the next person.
Okay. So even if you don't get a new partner, okay, are you going to have problems?
Yes, you have problems because let's say you have kids. Mm-hmm. Now you'll have another problem of visitation. Mm-hmm. Who's going to keep them? How, you basically have to change your whole visitation schedule. Right. Yeah, maybe there's an issue of
just going through a transition.
Yes, yeah. So now you're going through a transition and you have to deal with that too.
Which a transition in and of itself can bring you quite a few problems.
Yes.
Or challenges, yes. However you want to look at
it. It can even be emotional. It can also be financial. And it's not just, and something we also have to remember here is most of the issues that, the problems that we are talking about right now, we are not only talking about like for a couple. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the people who suffer some of these issues might be even the kids who are right. not, and we don't even think about them when we are making these decisions.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So what I want is when you reach your boiling point, when you feel like giving up, this is what I do. I remind myself that it's easier for me to continue building up on what I already have than it would be for me to start over. Mm-hmm. And when I say start over, it can be anything from me just being alone and trying to figure out daycare with my kids, or me going and finding a new husband. Because believe me, there is no perfect spouse.
Oh, no.
There's no perfect person. So I'm either going to have problems very similar to the ones that I have with Pesa, or I'm going to have other challenges. The new guy is going to bring his own set of weird issues. So when I reach the point of, oh my gosh, how am I going to solve this? This is impossible. We cannot agree right now. I remind myself, keep building up on what you already have. Keep getting stronger with the relationship that you have with your husband right now.
Okay.
That is literally the advice I give myself, and I'm sharing it here. I don't reach my boiling point every day, but there are seasons that we go through where things, a challenge just seems too overwhelming for me to handle, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I will be totally honest with you. I get to those, I have those moments where I'm like, okay, I really don't know what I'm going to do. So building up on what I already have is way easier than going out the back door.
But at the same time, as you're building up, mm-hmm. like at that, when you're in that moment, it feels like you don't have the resources
mm-hmm.
to actually build up on what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it feels actually as it's much easier
mm-hmm.
to forget about what you have and start on a blank slate.
And when you say resources, what do you mean by that? Emotional resources?
Emotional resources. Because for you to, when you're saying you're going to build up on what you have to have that emotional resources that you can be able to proceed,
mm-hmm.
to continue. You can handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are at that moment where you are in that quote-unquote boiling point,
mm-hmm.
you're in that boiling point, that time you don't have the resources.
Yes. So you're emotionally drained.
You're emotionally drained.
You might even be financially drained.
You might be...
You don't have creativity.
You don't have creativity. And maybe even...
Left.
And even relationships. Maybe mm-hmm. you don't even have somebody in your life who's going to come and give you that motivation or just give you that mm-hmm. little push. So you feel like you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm using the word you feel like.
Because
mm-hmm. that might not be true, but it feels like
right.
that
right.
there is nothing else you can do.
Yes.
That does not mean there's nothing else you can do, but it feels like that way.
Yes.
So at that moment, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And what advice, mm-hmm. how do you handle the situation mm-hmm. at that moment when basically you don't have the resources to move on?
Yes. So another thing that I want to bring up when I say let's stop,
mm-hmm.
let's pause and look at the big picture
mm-hmm.
is compromise.
Okay.
Is huge. So in addition to reminding myself that I need to keep building up on what I have,
mm-hmm.
I just need to keep, it's the same way if you're farming or you have a garden. If some things aren't working out well in the garden, are you going to go down the street and dig a new garden? Or are you going to continue taking care of the one you already have?
But what if you feel like... with the garden analogy, like I've been doing this for a while and it's just not working.
There's, if things aren't growing or,
yes.
I don't know, I'm,
maybe
please,
there's
please
something.
Forgive, uh-huh. work with me here. I'm not a gardener. So, but I just, for some reason that just came to my mind. I was like, you know what? It takes time
yes.
for things to grow.
Yes.
And you might not be getting enough rain or whatever it is. I don't know, but. I know for sure it takes time.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
For a garden to actually bring you the things that you've
you wanted.
The things that you wanted. You can definitely tell I am not an outdoor person. But in a marriage, though, it works the same way. Sometimes it can take a pretty significant amount of time.
Yeah.
For your relationship to blossom.
Yes.
It can. And it can, and sometimes it might even feel like it comes and goes. It might even feel like, okay, well, we were doing really well last year, but for some reason we're going through a season right now where things aren't as awesome as they were. Or it, those things happen. But again, part of that idea is just being able to remind yourself, like, okay, keep farming, keep gardening, farming. Keep plowing, keep doing whatever it is, you know, keep doing what you're doing with what you have.
And so, you know,
and I sort of got off of the compromise thing.
No, actually, I like what you're saying. And as you're talking, I got to remember something that you talked about, how life will be great, mm-hmm. everything is great, and then all of a sudden it seems like you're getting a problem, yeah. and it might actually seem as it's the same problem, just different versions of the same thing.
Right.
Same tiger, different stripes.
Yeah.
So that tells me that there's something in the relationship that needs working on.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we were able to deal with it last time, but we never grew on that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And a way to illustrate this is like, pretend you're playing tennis with somebody. And the game of tennis, everything is great. You can hit the ball, they're shooting the ball. Like, basically, everything is fine. But you know that every time your opponent hits a backhand or whatever, something like that, like a backhand, a certain swing, it always catches you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
But everything is fine as long as they don't do that particular type of a swing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play well, life is always great,
mm-hmm.
but if they swing that, they mm-hmm. hit the ball a certain way, it always catches you the mm-hmm. wrong way. Yes. And
or you can't run to that side.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You can't run to that side fast enough. Mm-hmm. So if they know what to do with mm-hmm. you, they mm-hmm. play with you, and then they mm-hmm. just hit it to a mm-hmm. side that you are not there, and for some reason you can't move to that side pretty quick, and they always score.
Yes.
So that tells me that you have a weakness when it comes to when somebody hits the ball on the other
mm-hmm.
side of your court.
Yes.
Or if you're playing baseball, if somebody does like whatever. So anyways. So that tells me you have a weakness in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And using logic, this mm-hmm. is not emotional. Yes. Basically, logically, yes. If I was giving you advice, I would say, okay, we need to practice and we need to work on that specific issue. Because mm-hmm. it seems the game, you are playing the game pretty well.
Yes.
But if you have this issue, when they hit the ball a certain way, you always lose.
Yes.
We'll work on that issue so that you can improve mm-hmm. yourself on that weakness that yes. you have.
Yes.
So that when they hit the ball that way, you mm-hmm. can always be able to hit it back.
Yeah.
So how can we use the same analogy mm-hmm. in a marriage?
I really love that, because whatever the things are that you guys argue about, or just whatever the problems that you deal with that keep coming back, I think that's a really great place to start if you can work together. And counseling would probably be really beneficial in that type of exercise, to try to figure out, okay, what is causing these problems and what is the underlying issue? What is that feeling underneath that is causing all of this pain, when on the surface it might sound like jealousy?
Yes.
Or whatever it is. But underneath, it could be a major fear of being left. Mm-hmm. Or just that's just an example, mm-hmm. because everybody has different issues going on. But what I will do right now is I'll go back to the compromise issue. And I'll share a story with you. It's a really goofy story. But a few nights ago, Pesa and I were going for a date. And before we left the house, I said he wasn't very clear about what he wanted to do. He was pretty easygoing. And so I suggested we can go and get coffee and sit on a park bench somewhere and just chill out. But as we started driving and we got closer to the coffee shop, he stepped on the gas. And he's like, you know what? I really don't want to go there. I want to go to Barnes & Noble. And I was like, okay. Weird. So we went to Barnes & Noble. And I had to make a decision. I literally had to remind myself, okay, stop and look at the big picture. Compromise. It's not a big deal. Don't make a huge deal out of this. Just go and you will have fun regardless. So we went to Barnes & Noble, had a great time. And then after we walked out, it was about time for us to go and pick up the kids. But then Pesa surprised me again. And he's like, you know what? Now I feel like going for a walk. Let's go for a walk. And I was just like, no way. We are going to get our kids because I don't want to deal with the late bedtime and all of that.
I didn't think I was surprising you. So I was just having a conversation.
And I told him, I was very direct with him. I said, that was my suggestion 2 hours ago, but you didn't want to do that.
I didn't
even
know you had suggested 2 hours
ago.
Yes,
I did. Actually, I did. So
it wasn't clear to me.
So we stood there in the parking lot for about 5 minutes bickering, and it was really like a standoff. Is that how you would say it? Like, he was insisting on going and walking, and then I was insisting on getting in the car and driving. But then we went and we took a walk, and then anyway, but
and it was great, right?
It was awesome. So that's as goofy and as petty as that story may seem. There are other moments.
And you had a good time with the walk, right?
I did. It was a nice evening. But the truth is, those annoying little things do add up over the years. And not only that, there are other disagreements that couples have that are huge in comparison to that story that I just told. And so the issue of compromise doesn't normally come up because we all want our own way. We all just want what we want, and these things that our spouse throws at us, we just view it as, okay, this is really irritating. Mm-hmm. This is really just not what I wanted. I thought I made it clear to you, or I thought we agreed, or why are you like throwing in these surprises? We view it more as an inconvenience.
Yes.
So what I want us to do is to keep in mind that it's okay to compromise. It's okay to bend a little bit and not make a big deal all the time. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I finally figured out something major for myself. And when I think about compromise, I think my husband is worth the compromise. He is important enough for me to go ahead and bend a little bit. He is more valuable than any problem that I think he's throwing at me. He's worth it.
Thank you.
And so what made me think of that was I thought about what God did for all of us. And God decided, you know what? I love you so much that you're worth dying for. That was more than a compromise. God said, I love you so much that I will suffer and I will die for you. So when I'm having a disagreement with Pesa, I also have to remind myself, you know what? Someone did that for me. Someone who forgave me, and I really can't afford not to forgive my husband.
Yes.
I really can't, because I just have to keep that in mind, that he's worth it, basically. He's not a problem. He's not an inconvenience.
No.
So that's something that has really, really been, I think, almost revolutionary for me, just in my thinking.
Yeah.
And in our marriage too, is just not making a big deal out of every little thing. But even when there is something major, even when he does do something or he says something that really, really gets to me and upsets me, that word compromise comes back. So that's something that I just want to encourage everybody. It's not easy in the beginning, but if you can turn it into a habit, it becomes much, much easier. And yes. This might sound like it's too mechanical, like it's mm-hmm. just a routine that I'm going through, but it works.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
It works for me, too.
And I think... But it really isn't just a mechanical thing. It isn't just a checklist I'm going through. It actually is... Love, I think. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's true love. I'm
oh,
actually yeah. making a deliberate decision to continue loving him.
Yes.
So that way, bitterness and resentment does not creep up as easily as it would.
Oh, okay.
If I was viewing this marriage, or if I was viewing him as an inconvenience. So that's just my encouragement for today.
And thank you. I think that is basically gets to the base of all the issues
mm-hmm.
that you are with somebody else, and compromise is a huge thing. So,
because divorce says to your face, you are not worth it.
Oh, okay.
You are not worth me sticking with you, and you're not worth us making things right.
And
it's, in most cases, divorce is abandonment. It takes two to screw up a marriage, but there's usually one person who's more adamant about getting out of it.
Now, when people say that, I've seen that... they're like, oh, we are divorcing, but we are still going to be friends. That never makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Be on good terms.
Like, oh, we'll be in good terms, and actually this is a mutual decision, and we just decided.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
There are a lot of different situations, and there's a variety of reasons that people give, and... That's pretty much what it is. It's they're telling each other, even if it's mutual, they are saying to each other, you're not worth it.
Yeah.
You are not worth me spending the rest of my life with you. It's you are not valuable enough.
Yes.
I don't cherish you. That is what divorce says.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Hmm.
And that I'm probably the only millennial out there who will actually say that. But in most cases, it's true. And again, we're not talking about people who are in physically abusive situations, and we're not talking about people who are in adultery situations. We're just talking about people who get fed up about just the little annoying things.
Yeah.
So, folks, just as a recap, this is meant to be an encouragement for you to actually enjoy life with the person you're already with.
Yes.
And so when you reach your boiling point, just remember that it is possible to solve these issues. It is possible to still be happy after going through trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And compromise can help both of you. It's beneficial to both of you.
Yes. Okay, folks, we had a good time with this podcast. It was a little bit deep, but sometimes we need to have those deep conversations just to help us get unstuck when we get stuck in our lives. And until next time, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn. And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, "I'm sorry," Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.